Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
Hostility, you are done. It may still be talking smack, but when God says it's done, God says, fill your horn with oil because you are getting ready to use something spiritual to affect something natural. I'm getting ready to take you into another dimension, and you're gonna have to be full to do this. Fill your horn with oil and go. Through with it. It's done. It's over. I'm gone before I go. I quit before I resign. I leave before I left. It's over. Once I get my heart out, I'm out. Oh, shanabaha. Oh, if you let me get my heart out, I'm out. Don't pay this body no attention. This body may still be coming home for 6 months, but while I get my heart out, God said, I pulled my heart out of him. It's over. I've rejected him. I'm through with him. The issue is, and this is the issue for you, there are some things that God has rejected. It is finished. It is done. It is over. But it's still sitting there. It's still looking you in the face. It's still meeting you at the water cooler. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. It's still, all the evidence is still there. I believe that moment right on 3rd Avenue, right on the corner of 3rd and Stockton, when I told you it was finished. It was finished right then. It took many months for it to manifest, but it was over when I said it was over. You need to declare it's over. And God says to him, take thine horn and fill it with oil and go. Take thine horn and fill it with oil and go. Take thine horn and fill it with oil and go. Leave from this depression. Stop allowing what I have rejected to control your emotions. They didn't hear me. Let me try y'all. Stop allowing what I have rejected to control your emotions. When you brought that thing to the altar, it was done right then. And so Samuel says to the Lord, he says, you want me to take the horn and fill it with oil and go and anoint another king while Saul is still sitting on the throne? You want me to get up from here and walk right past the king to somebody else and anoint my future? You want me to anoint my future while my past is still sitting on the throne? Oh, this is good. This is good. You want me to operate in the new dimension while the old dimension is still sitting where it was, looking me in the face? You want me to call those things that are not as though they were? You want me to walk in my healing while my back is still hurting? You want the poor to say I'm rich? Oh, y'all ain't hearing me tonight. So this is what the Lord told me to tell you. In order to get what he has for you, you got to operate in two dimensions. You got to operate in two dimensions. What I've rejected is still sitting there, but what I've appointed is coming. So he says, how do I handle what was in the face of what is?
Right.
Anybody listening to me tonight? And there were three things that God gave him. God gave him a strategy. Number one, he said, you're going to have to use discretion. You're going to have to use discretion. Because Saul is gone, but he don't know it. It's over, but he don't know it. So you're gonna have to use discretion. A lot of people lose the opportunity to step into the future because they give out too much information to their past. Come on, come on, talk to me, baby. Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. You can't run up in Saul's face and tell him, I'm getting ready to anoint your replacement. The Lord said, this is a season in your life where you're going to have to be discreet. You can't let your left hand. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to somebody. The reason you've had so much turbulence is that you talk too much. So God told Samuel what to tell Saul. He said, tell Saul that you're going down there to worship. Get a heifer. Bring her with you. And when you walk past the king, tell him I'm going down here to offer a sacrifice up to God. You don't have to tell him everything I told you. You don't have to tell him what you shall be. You don't have to tell him your dream and your vision. You don't have to tell everybody what God is about to do in your life. Who am I preaching to? So you're going to have to be wise. God said, I'm going to tell you what to say. I'm going to tell you what to say. Somebody throw your hands up and say, Lord, tell me what to say. I'm in a season of transition. I'm in a place I've never been before. I'm having to operate in two different dimensions. I've never had to operate in two different dimensions. I'm stuck between what he is about to be and what used to be. Tell me what to say. Somebody's been in a perplexing place. You're not quite in, but you're not quite out. You're not quite up, but you're not quite down. Throw your hands up and say, Lord, tell me what to say. See, this is your year for a shift. There will be transformation. There will be a shifting. There will be a transition to break forth in your life. And you're going to have to use discretion. Number two, you're going to have to use discernment. Where I'm getting ready to take you, you cannot lean to your own understanding. Only the horn knows. Only the horn knows. Only the horn knows. You can't trust your own eyes. You can't trust your own ears. You can't trust your own friends. Those people who got your ear, you can't trust them. You're going to have to use discernment. When you get to the right place, you're going to know it because the oil is going to flow. I don't care whether you're in a storefront or a mega church, got stained glass or no glass, padded pews or folding chairs. The only thing that I care about is there an anointing in that house. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, I want to be careful because I want to be sure I give you everything that he told me to give you. In other words, God says, fill your horn with oil because you are getting ready to use something spiritual to affect something natural. You're getting ready to use something spiritual to affect something natural. Your anointing is going to change your leadership. Your anointing is going to change your government. Only when the oil flows, there's going to be a shift. You're going to be anointed to do stuff you don't even have a degree in. I'm getting ready to take you into another dimension, and you're going to have to be full to do this. Fill your horn with oil and go. Text me, people, and say, fill your horn with oil and go. So the Lord said, the anointing is going to have classified information. The anointing is going to have classified information. God's going to give you something that you don't qualify for, that the rules said you shouldn't be able to have. You're going to read something on the website say you can't have it. Go anyway. Because the anointing is going to destroy yokes. It's going to open up doors. It's going to make way. Somebody's going to say, I don't even know why I'm hiring you. I don't even know why I'm giving you this opportunity. I don't even know why I'm putting you in this position. But God said, fill your horn with oil and go. Touch your neighbor and say, fill your horn with oil and go. So you're going to have discernment. Number one, you're going to have discretion. Number two, you're going to have discernment. Number three, you're going to have to be dissecting. Dissecting. The word of God is sharp, sharper than any two-edged sword, casting asunder soul from spirit, bone from marrow. God said, I'm getting ready to dissect some things. I'm getting ready to go into some place. I'm going to separate some stuff you didn't think could be separated. God said, I'm going in between the bone and the marrow. I'm going to get down to the heart of the matter. I'm going to dissect some things with my word. Bone from marrow, soul from spirit. My word is going to separate. My word is going to do some dissecting. My word is going to bring about a change. My word is going to fix, not your word. That's why I told you, shut your mouth. It will not be your word that does the dissecting. It will be the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. The word of God will do the work. Who am I preaching to? My third point, I'm almost done. Take thine horn and fill it with oil and go. Watch this. Don't fill a container or a vessel. Why does God tell him to fill a horn? A horn has to be cut from the head where there is no blood, there is no oil. The principle of the blood and the oil are all through the scripture. Whenever you see blood, the oil will flow. Wherever you see blood, the oil will flow. Once you have been through the blood, you can get the oil. Do you hear what I'm saying? God said, fill thy horn with oil. You're going to have to be full. This year, you're going to have to be full. This year, you can't be sitting in church thinking about nothing else. This year, you can't be texting your friends and tweeting out all kind of information to people that don't even matter, and you didn't get it yourself. I'm not against tweeting. I do something myself. But I'm old school. In my day, we took notes. This generation tweets out stuff you don't even understand. You're so busy giving it away, you don't have it. Get it yourself first. Get it yourself first. God has given it to you to get down in your spirit, to get down in your soul, and you giving it to everybody else, and then you can't remember it. Oh. For what God's getting ready to do in your life in this year, you will have to be full. Throw your hands up and say, fill my horn with oil. Throw it again, fill my horn with oil. Say it again, fill my horn with oil. That means I don't have any room for anything else. If I'm full of oil, I can't be full of hate. If I'm full of oil, I can't be full of frustration. If I'm full of oil, I can't be full of depression. Somebody said, fill my horn with oil. Whatever God is getting ready to release in this season in your life, you're gonna have to come up under a fresh anointing. This will not be like any other kind of anointing you had before. You're gonna have to have your horn filled with oil. You're gonna shift some things. Some things are getting ready to change in your life. And the Lord told me to tell you, He's already been telling you it was gonna happen. Whoever I'm preaching to, I'm bearing witness to something that's already been down in your spirit. If I'm preaching to the right people, give him a praise right now. Hallelujah. 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 Touch your neighbor and tell him I'm getting a fresh anointing. I'm not gonna be like who I was. I'm not gonna act like how I used to act. Don't expect me to be who I used to be. I'm coming into a new season. I'm coming into a fresh anointing. I'm coming into a fresh power. I'm coming into a fresh glory. You might not want to sit beside me because I'm getting ready to flow in a dimension that I never flew in before. I'm getting ready to flow with a fresh anointing. I need 3 minutes of crazy Holy Ghost. What God is giving to you is not for you. Fill your horn with oil, but I'm gonna give something to you that's not for you. It's gonna affect everybody around you. Touch your neighbor and say, I got something for you. He put it in me. It will affect you. If you don't want to be affected, don't sit by me. I have an anointing to bring about a change. Who am I preaching to in this place? The Lord told me to tell you, stop crying over who wouldn't receive you. Because what God gave you, everybody can't receive it. You tried to pour it on the wrong person, and it didn't even work. Stop crying about it. God protected you from anointing the wrong thing. The Lord said, praise me for people who left you, jobs you didn't get, doors that didn't open. If it was for you, I would have gave it to you. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. I feel the spirit of release in this place. Thank God for what you didn't get. Oh, I'm separating now. Everybody ain't got that kind of faith. Everybody ain't got that kind of faith. I thank you for what I didn't get. I thank you for the door that didn't open. I thank you for the woman who walked away. I thank you for the man that rejected me. Come on, come on, come on. Samuel was a true prophet, but he almost anointed the wrong man to be king. He looked at Eliab. Eliab was tall and strong, and Saul was tall and strong, and he looked like he was the one, but he wasn't. So when Samuel tried to anoint him, he held the horn over his head, but the oil knew. What the prophet didn't know, God said if it didn't work, it wasn't supposed to work. He's got something better. Oh, they can't hear me. He's got something. He's got something better. He's got something better. He's got something better. Somebody praise him for better.
God created you to be exceptional in every way. Living an uninspired life is beneath your calling as a child of the King. Don't allow people's low expectations of you to set limitations on what God has said you can do. Allow Him to set the standard in every aspect of your life, and it will be impossible to be anything but exceptional. Before we go, I want to thank all of our partners for their faithful giving. Your partnership allows us to broadcast the message of the gospel in America and around the world. For those that have not yet joined, what are you waiting on? Just text the letters GPS and any given amount to the number 28950. Thank you for being a blessing. God bless.
A pacemaker's design is to take a heart that's not in rhythm and get it back in rhythm again.
Get your life back in rhythm today with Bishop Jake's new pacemaker series.
If you are after God's heart, He will promote you.
For any gift to the ministry, you will receive Bridges to Destiny on CD and Romans 8:28 art print.
You gotta see the hardship and understand that the devil wouldn't be fighting me if God wasn't about to bless me.
When your gift is $90 or more, we will add the Pacemaker series on CD and DVD.
Whenever you play on the high-sounding cymbals, you're giving praise to God.
It was just an amazing time, and I thank God for his glory.
God understands what you're trying to tell him.
For your gift of $140 or more, we'll add the Praying the Psalms book and the Hope and Peace mug set. If in Canada, products are only available in MP3 and MP4 formats. Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Touch.